Welcome to Men in Charge, in briefs. I'm Tony Flynn.
And I'm Kevin Decker. Tony, in introducing today's sketch, I want to ask you a question. Do you have any familiarity with people who appear to be police or soldiers just sticking their nose in places, maybe taking people?
Yeah, but they're very shy, which is why they're clad in black and all wrapped up.
Yes, they definitely do not want to be recognized for some legitimate reason that I can't think of. Today's episode is a lot like that. It's another episode of Deputized with Sheriff Kors and Gertrude the Loon. And today, Craig Bellows from some of our other funny sketches is going to be guest starring in today's Deputized episode.
And as you listen, search for the implicit question that serves as the premise for this episode. Mail it into us, and if it's correct, you could win a valuable prize.
Howdy, this is Sheriff A. Kors, and here with me is my sidekick, Deputy Maisie.
My name's Maisie, but you can call me Gertrude the Loon.
Loon? You don't look like a bird. Well, we're here at Leper, or Lower Heights Public Radio, to meet our new guest star deputy.
Folks, he's Craig Bellows, Oblivia's public radio receptionist. Are you Craig Bellows?
Well, I'm certainly not Beyonce. Yeah, I'm Craig. Thanks for coming to pick me up, officers. My bus transfer just expired 15 minutes ago.
Actually, we're not going anywhere. Your boss, the station manager, Lord Ravenhurst, tells us a crime has been committed here at your place of business.
Public radio crime? Ooh!
Well, don't let's shilly-shally. The sauerkraut is still missing.
The producers and administration decided to really amp up our Arbor Day celebration this year with a potluck. But nobody seems to have coordinated the potluck.
What's that smell?
Well, precisely. Someone brought Braunschweiger and Limburger cheese for sandwiches. Stan brought discounted airport sushi. And Helen brought stinky tofu. While I personally added my favorite dish, lutefisk.
And what did you bring, Craig?
Nothing. I didn't even know today was Arbor Day.
You didn't read the memo posted for all to see on the refrigerator, Craig?
I only get breaks from the front desk post long enough to use the restroom. Maybe that's the crime here.
Is this your desk, Craig? Near the overflowing trash can full of crumpled post-it notes?
Man's gotta play some kind of basketball.
So what is the crime? Ravenhurst, you mentioned something about sauerkraut.
Charlotte's homemade caraway and caramel sauerkraut has gone missing. I told you once.
Ooh!
In my opinion, having your sauerkraut stolen is, as they say, no biggie. Ever since I switched from kraut to kimchi, I don't even pay no never mind to the cabbage. Come on, Deputy Gertrude, no crime here today.
Leaving? But where's the justice, Sheriff Kors?
If you're leaving, officers, could you give me a ride? Like I mentioned, my bus transfer...
Expired, yeah. Come on.
Here, let me grab my backpack.
What you got in there? A fish tank? That backpack smells worse than the lobby did.
Deputy, I think we're gonna have to raise the Lucite barrier between the front and back seats of the squad car.
Right, Chief.
Anybody smell kimchi?
Tony, did anybody guess at the implicit question?
Yes. This is from Jeff Klepwaller of Deer Park, Washington. I'm here at Yellowstone and I want to pet a bison. Should I approach from the front or the rear?
You're going to get hurt in different ways, depending on the front or the back.
But we don't even need to respond to this question because we'll never hear from Jeff Klepwaller again.
True. So, did he win a valuable prize?
Oh, no.
No, he did not. We're going to keep that valuable prize just as soon as we get one. We'd like to thank our cast, Ann Porter, Kevin Decker, Greg Smith, and Scott Herrick. Today's episode was written by Kevin Decker.
We'd also like to thank the only man who can roast meat with the heat of his glare, Brian Lindsay. And remember, don't be a fascist.